Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is Panthers Insider. An in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome in to another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning, talking all things Panthers hockey as always. Panthers wrapping up a four-game homestand tonight, 6 o'clock face-off, right here at Amerant Bank Arena. That's right, I am here inside right now an empty Amerant Bank Arena because it's 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern. But business is going to start picking up over the course of the day. 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Seattle Kraken, and we know it's going to be an electric environment in here for the puck drop at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you out here for the game tonight. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Looking forward to seeing all of you here tonight. Again, the Panthers wrapping up this homestand. Not long ago, really flew by, not long ago, the Panthers came off that season-opening road trip. Three games on the road, came home, 12 days at home approximately. I think that's what it all boiled down to. It was a long homestand. Doesn't matter where you are in the hockey calendar, whether it's October or April, when you have 12 continuous days at home, that's a sizable homestand. But here we are at the end of it, and the Panthers getting ready to go back on the road for three straight after this one, so you don't want to miss the action tonight. Panthers and Seattle ending a string of three straight Pacific Division opponents for the Panthers. Three straight teams making their only trip to Sunrise this season. Seattle, of course, an exciting team in its third year in existence, coming off winning its first playoff series in franchise history last spring. So a team that's got high hopes, a team that's coming off a loss of their own in overtime to Carolina back on Thursday. So, again, should be an entertaining one here tonight. The Panthers, they're looking to make it two straight. We're going to talk about Tuesday's win over San Jose here in just a moment. Also to come here in the program this morning, coming up next segment, we will talk a little Seattle Kraken, find out how they're approaching this game tonight with Mike Benton, pregame, postgame show host, intermission host, covers the Seattle Kraken from all sorts of different angles. We'll hear from him coming up in segment number two, kind enough to stop by the show. And coming up later on in the program, Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg had a one-on-one chat with him yesterday, so we'll get to that coming up in segment number three. You don't want to miss any of it. Also, some sound from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice coming up later on in this segment after yesterday's practice as the Panthers prepare for this homestand finale against the Seattle Kraken. Remember, folks, the tickets for this season, the 30th anniversary season of Panthers hockey, they are on sale. Single game tickets available for all home games at FloridaPanthers.com. You don't want to miss any of it. And Panthers fans, we'll let you in on a little secret, the save of the game tonight. FLATeamShop.com, get your Panthers Wendale Primary Gray cap for 30% off. Don't miss a chance to get this cap for just $24.50. That's FLATeamShop.com. You want to make sure you have the best gear when you come out to Panthers games. We're still early in the season. FLATeamShop.com, the best place to get the best Panthers gear. Be sure to check that out. And folks, reminder, sign up now for the Panthers Foundation's fourth annual Stash Dash 5K, presented by Baptist Health Cancer Care. That's coming up on November 18th right here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Get those running shoes ready and help raise money for a great cause. PanthersFoundation.org for more information. That is where to go. Well, the Panthers, they went into Tuesday's game against San Jose looking for a bounce back of their own. Remember, 1 week ago tonight at Amerant Bank Arena, the Panthers were tripped up by the Vancouver Canucks. So the Sharks came in on Tuesday, and the San Jose Sharks, who, I guess, spoiler here, the Sharks are still winless. So that, and you're a Panthers fan, so you know how Tuesday's game played out. But the Panthers were looking for a bounce back. San Jose struck first, but it was all Panthers after that as far as the scoring was concerned. After Fabian Zetterlund opened the scoring for San Jose, Carter Verhaeghe tied it for the Panthers in the second period, just 1 minute, 18 seconds later with his third of the season at the 9:48 mark. And then Sam Reinhart, another power play goal for him, another goal for him. He's off to a blazing start here in this 23-24 campaign. He got his seventh of the season at 15:23. That wound up being the eventual game winner. Kevin Stenlund iced it with an empty netter late with just around 2 seconds to go. Another two-point game for Matthew Tkachuk in that one. Kevin Stenlund, his second goal in three games. And the Panthers picked up that win, got back up to 3-3-0 on the season. So without further ado, let's get to some of the highlights. Here's how that win sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Muscle to the line, kept in by Verhaeghe on a good hustle play. Dragged off to the near side, play down behind the net. This one rims around far side. Forsling to hold it down low, then he's crashed into by Benning. Play down behind the net, Tkachuk side of the goal shot, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe in close to tie the game at one. Ekman-Larsson across, Tkachuk, Rodriguez, far circle, back out for Ekman-Larsson. He'll hold it at the left point across, Tkachuk, right circle, Tkachuk, Rodriguez, Ekman-Larsson, a drive, and it's loose, poked it, they score! Sam Reinhart, a power play goal from the seat of his pants, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead, and Sam Reinhart stays red hot, goals in five straight games. Bortolo, Hurdle, near side, works in for San Jose, Hurdle put it through the circle, it's played along by Ekman Larsson, sent to center Lundell, Tkachuk then, here's Stenlund, in shot on the empty net, he scores with 1.5 seconds remaining here in the third, Kevin Stenlund seals this one for the Panthers, it's 3-1. The final horn sounds and the Panthers get it done tonight, a 3-1 win for the Panthers over the San Jose Sharks, a 27 save victory in net for Anthony Stolarz in his first Panthers appearance. So a big win for him as he continues to have the Sharks number, and the Panthers get the 3-1 win. Sam Reinhart stays red hot. Goals in five straight games for him as the Panthers take care of business tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. 3-1 the final. Panthers over the Sharks. Well, take care of business is what they did. The Panthers got that 3-1 win over San Jose back on Tuesday, so they've had a little bit of time to get some quality practice in since then. Some other notes, though, on that one. Anthony Stolarz, heard it right there, his first Panthers appearance, his first Panthers win. And for Anthony Stolarz, he played a lot in the Pacific Division, so he used to see the San Jose Sharks a lot. But my goodness, as he had their number, he's faced the Sharks 10 times in his career, and he's won 9 of those. 9 of his 28 wins in the National Hockey League have come against the San Jose Sharks. Remember, he spent the last 4 seasons in the Anaheim Ducks organization. So the way the Panthers play teams like the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's how frequent the San Jose Sharks and Anaheim Ducks meet. So that's why Anthony Stolarz had so many opportunities against them, and he had their number, to say the least. Another win over San Jose, looked really sharp in that game, just a total pro, and he's drawn a lot of praise here in the early part of the season for the way he goes about his business. But a 27-save victory for Anthony Stolarz last time out. The Panthers picked up that 3-1 win, 3 different goal scorers there, and they'll look to continue their winning ways tonight when they take on the Seattle Kraken here at Amerant Bank Arena. Well, yesterday after practice, and I should mention as well as we get into the sound from yesterday after practice from Paul Maurice,
turning the page now to this game against the Seattle Kraken. Paul Maurice did say Sam Bennett, who hasn't played for the Panthers yet this season, and maybe we get another update here when we hear from Paul Maurice in just a little bit. Of course, we'll be off the air by then, but maybe we get an update then. Maybe we do wait closer to game time. Yesterday said it would be a game time decision as far as Sam Bennett's status for the game tonight. Also said Dmitry Kulikov would be a game time decision ahead of tonight's game. So a couple of lineup notes worth watching as we approach face-off tonight. The Panthers will be taking on the Seattle Kraken at 6 o'clock. Well, yesterday after practice, we did indeed hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and the first thing I asked him was what he expected from this matchup against the Seattle Kraken tonight.
Well, they're a very quick team, and they really well structured, so they move quickly because they're very consistent with what they do, and then they move the puck quickly. They have a lot of really good finishing hands, a good playmaking team, so a bit of a, in some ways, they have a skill idea, a little bit like Jersey, but at the same time, they're pretty defensively structured.
And we've talked about it a little bit, but I know late in the season, if you have gaps in the schedule, sometimes rest becomes the priority. But here early in the year, you haven't had any back-to-backs yet. How important is it to get this extra practice time at this stage of the year?
Yeah, we went real heavy yesterday for where we are. It was closer to a training camp practice, so then came off. I'm here today, go real short the day before games. And now it's not just this game. We're going to get into the road trips coming up, and then our November schedule is very heavy. So just kind of yesterday was the last prep, last time you can push your team before you get into an awful lot of games.
Yeah, the Panthers have had some gaps in the schedule here, and you know, you'll take those anywhere in the schedule you can get them. Rest, practice time, always so important, but again, still at a time of the year where you can maximize the practice time, and you heard it from Paul Maurice right there. If you get, you know, consecutive practice days, for example, in February, March, April, anytime after the All-Star break as you approach the playoffs or you're in a playoff run or a playoff push, rest becomes maybe the priority at that point. But at a point now where the practice time can still be a huge advantage to a team, sometimes when you get into a heavy road schedule or you're playing a ton of games, practice time is what goes by the wayside a little bit. But in the case of the Panthers lately and looking ahead to next week, you know, some gaps in the schedule, a chance to get the ample practice time early in the season, never a bad thing as the Panthers get ready to wrap up a homestand tonight. It's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off against Seattle, and then they head to Boston for a game on Monday night at 7. That's going to be a fun one. Panthers and the Bruins, first meeting since the Panthers upended Boston and ended their historic season last year in that first-round Game 7. So that's what's coming up for the Panthers when they get the road trip going. And then the Panthers will be in Detroit coming up on Thursday evening, and then they wrap up the three-game road trip, all against original six teams, coming up a week from tonight against Connor Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks. So that is how the next week lines up for the Panthers. We'd love to see you out at the game tonight. Amerant Bank Arena, 6 o'clock. Panthers and the Seattle Kraken. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And Panthers fans, group ticket packages for this season are on sale now. Organize your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of your Panthers with friends, coworkers, or family. At a Panthers game this season, get your exclusive fan experience today. FloridaPanthers.com/groups. Coming up next segment, should say coming up later on in the show, we'll hear from Ryan Lomberg. He's going to stop by, very generous with his time yesterday. Caught up with him, talked all things start of the season. Fan favorite since the day he threw on the Panthers sweater for the first time. So we're going to talk to him coming up in segment number three. But joining us next to talk about an opponent the Panthers don't see all that much, the Seattle Kraken. Mike Benton from the Kraken Audio Network going to join us on the other side of the break. We'll talk about tonight's matchup, preview it a little bit. He'll take us behind enemy lines, if you will. That's coming up on the other side. Doug Plagans with you on a Saturday morning talking all things Panthers hockey. It's Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. Let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Panthers and the Seattle Kraken coming your way this evening. It's going to be a 6 o'clock Eastern time face-off, 5:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview across the radio network. You don't want to miss any of the action. Of course, we'd love to see you at Amerant Bank Arena tonight. And 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Those are the places to get your tickets. But if you can't make it, again, we'll have you totally covered across the radio network. And also, folks, the Panthers app, it's the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Florida Panthers app today at FloridaPanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And what's more, it makes it pretty much easier than anything ever has in terms of being able to find your favorite team's radio broadcast, all the play-by-play. Just go to the Panthers app. There's a radio button top right corner. Hit that. Off you go. You'll be able to hear the game tonight. So, again, don't miss any of the action as we bring in special guest, friend of the program, friend of mine going back a long time in the hockey broadcasting world, from the Kraken Audio Network out there in Seattle. Been doing a great job covering the Seattle Kraken from day one. Mike Benton, kind enough to stop by. Mike, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Doug, anytime. I still pinch myself thinking just how great it is to be in this league and just how far you and I go back. It really is a fun full circle, and it kind of becomes cliche for me, but it's still true, man. The hockey world is a small world. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you as well. Great to talk to you as well. Mike Benton here with us talking all things Kraken as we get ready for tonight's game, taking us behind enemy lines a little bit. The Panthers and the Seattle Kraken this evening as the Panthers wrap up a four-game homestand. So, Mike, I guess big picture, coming into this season, we'll talk a little bit about Seattle, their start to the year, their last time out against Carolina a couple of days back. But for the Seattle Kraken, third year out there in the Pacific Northwest, and a big accomplishment for the team last spring, winning their first playoff series. What did that run mean for the team, the market, the organization, everybody across the board, and just how much more energized has it made everybody for this Kraken team coming into 23-24?
Well, we often hear about playoff runs and how much they will multiply a fan base exponentially. And, you know, I think that really came true from what we saw in the first, first few weeks of April leading up to things, the playoffs, then getting into the latter portion of April and then May, because the Seattle Mariners are already playing baseball for about 1 month. And we're looking around here for many who have grown up here and thought, wait, what is this? We're still playing hockey around here. But, you know, you begin to understand, if you're in the shoes of a fan, how serious a championship means to Seattle. It is such a sports rabid market. And more that this team went deep, the more and more fans they brought on who were brand new to this game. I've had the privilege, Doug, of being around, I want to say, estimated about 25 to 30 Stanley Cup playoff games in my life growing up, whether it would be on the working side or on the personal side. And granted, I haven't been to Montreal except for the draft. I have not been to Chicago. I don't travel on the road. I'm home base as far as game night at the arena for pregame, postgame show in the studio, as far as road games. But those playoff games I heard in the first round against Colorado and in the second round against Dallas were the loudest I have ever heard a live building. And I've been to San Jose a few times growing up early in my career, not too far away from the home of the Sharks, and they become urban legend with how loud they can be in that building when the chips are down and they're making deep playoff runs. That noise in that building here in Seattle, especially in Game 6 against Dallas, was like a watershed moment as far as what these fans could deliver on a hockey scale, the mark they're making in the hockey world, and then taking this game next level because of the attention. I go back and think of what Connor McGahee, our good friend in Colorado, said when the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup back in 1996. That run helped ignite hockey from the grassroots side. I remember back when San Jose had their first Cinderella run, getting to one win within the conference final back in 1994, and they were the eighth seed. But just getting through two rounds just helped the hockey market explode in San Jose. We're already seeing a bit of a windfall of that here in Seattle from the attention to those who watch this team here for the first time and say, I want to be a part of this. How can I learn to play the game if they're youngsters? And even families who take them to rinks, they're more interested in getting into the game and then also finding a way to enjoy this team in the seats here. So it almost felt like that this team was ahead of schedule in what they did for this playoff run. There was the expectation maybe of making a push for the playoffs, but they jumped the bar, went in, and once they got in and they said, let's just go ahead and win this whole darn thing, and they got to within knocking on the door distance to get to Game 7 in Dallas. So you could say that, Ron, because they're still building from the inside. They're basically ahead of schedule, and it did wonders here for this team, its belief, its culture, and these fans and their imagination for what this team can make as far as a mark in this whole sports community in the Puget Sound area.
Mike Benton, kind enough to join us here on Panthers Insider this morning, talk a little bit about Seattle Kraken, a team the Panthers don't see too much. Of course, the Panthers and the Kraken tonight, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We'll bring you all the action tonight. Mike does the pregame, postgame, covers the Seattle Kraken from all different angles out there in the Pacific Northwest. So just getting some insight from him here as he's kind enough to stop by on the program today. And Mike, we have a ton of buzz around the Panthers here in South Florida as well, especially after the playoff run from last spring. And of course, out there, same can be said with the Seattle Kraken. And with that also, though, comes expectations. And I can tell you from the Panther side of things, what you saw, even though defeat stung for this group, it's a team that knows that it's going to be in the mix for a long time to come. And the experience from last spring was certainly valuable. And there was a real hunger among the team coming into this year, especially the fact that they saw what they did and they accomplished what they did last spring. Are those same kind of expectations? And is that same kind of hunger there within the marketplace and within the team there in Seattle?
I would estimate about 95 to about 100% of the players I talked to in day one of training camp, when we all got them in together and we had media day, said that loss in Game 7 left a bitter taste in their mouth because they knew they could go further. They knew that they could go deeper in that playoff run. And the expectation is still there this season to get right back into the postseason, going all the way up to GM Ron Francis. As far as how this team could go, who knows? You have to get into the playoffs, and just from the Florida Panthers sense, we saw this last year, anything can happen, and you have to have that belief. I talked with Jared McCann maybe about a month before training camp, and he said, basically to paraphrase, they believe they can go all the way. Now, any team who gets into the playoffs can go all the way, but I think what he touched on was how special this team has already come together in its form. You have a collection of veterans who have done this over and over. Jordan Eberle, Adam Larson, Jaden Schwartz, won a Stanley Cup in St. Louis, Vince Dunn as well. And you bring in Andrei Burakovsky. Granted, he's hurt, but he's been through that fire before twice with Colorado and with Washington. So granted how new this team was, maybe acknowledging that in the postseason, they weren't really that new as far as playoff experience, and it wasn't exactly their first rodeo, pardon the expression, because they have players who had been through not just playoff series, not just Game 7 wins, but have actually lifted the Stanley Cup. So taking that, transitioning it into this season, they understand the damage they can do. They understood how close they got, and it left the taste in their mouth, a residue, basically going right to their brain saying, I want it more. I want it more. And now they have one mission to get back into the playoffs, because with their depth scoring, which has now become a hallmark of this team, Philip Grubauer, who was spectacular in that first round series against Colorado, especially in game seven, that was the mark of legendary. This team got a brief taste of what success means, and they want more of it. The difference now is every team facing them knows their strengths, knows their weaknesses, and the Kraken have acknowledged that, saying we've got a bigger target on our back here for this season. And that's evident here from their slow start with just, you know, a 2-4-2 record heading into this game against Florida. But they understand that there is still plenty of hockey to go, and they're still trying to, you know, find their sea legs, you know, if you will. And they're getting close based on what we've seen, you know, recently in the last 3 to 4 games.
Last time out for Seattle, a tight one against Carolina, certainly one of the top dogs in the Eastern Conference. They just fell short, got 1 point. Obviously, they would like to have had the second point. What'd you make of the last time out for the Seattle Kraken out there in Raleigh?
Yeah, that was a close one, but you know what? This team wouldn't be in position without Joey Decord, and he's been spectacular in the backup role right now for Philip Grubauer. And, you know, based on the trends from the last week or so, he might be pushing for a few more starts here, Doug. And this is no knock on Grubauer, who had a shaky first year here in Seattle, admitted that he wanted to be better, and he was better once health was on his side last season late and into the playoffs as well. But we've gone past a day and age where you can rely on your starting goaltender to play 65, 70 games and go to your backup whenever he needs a break. You've got to have almost a goalie 1A and a goalie 1B situation, or balance it safe from, you know, a healthy 60-40 standpoint, right around that figure. Decord has shown that he's graduated the test of the AHL level, and he's ready for this, because Carolina came at them with on-brand pressure nearly all night long. I go back to period one in that game, and then Carolina, when they were here in Seattle about a week ago in period one, Joey Decord was basically averaging a save a minute. Carolina wasted no time to get right after them, spending just a boatload of time into the offensive zone. But he gave this team belief. He stabilized their game, and the Kraken could get to work right after that. And they were in great shape up 2-0 in Carolina. But then they have a miscue back in their own zone. The puck winds up and behind their own net. Marty Natchez finds wide open space in front, and you're asking for trouble once that happens. And that got Carolina right back in the game, and the Kraken were having to hang on right from there. But given the fact that they have gone through some offensive struggles, they're now missing Andrei Burakovsky and Brandon Tanev. They're finding ways here to stay in games, and that's because of goaltending, which had been a question mark maybe for about roughly a season and a half here in Seattle. So, you know what? You get through two games against Carolina, and granted how slow that they've been starting at 1-0-1, that's not too shabby here. And also 1-0-1 on this two-game road trip, because it just gets tougher from here based on the firepower the Panthers have. And then you have Tampa Bay also waiting in the wings after this.
Mike Benton, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. One last one before we let you get going here. And Mike, by the way, covers the Seattle Kraken from all angles out there. You can go online. We'll let you know, or he'll tell you here in a few moments where you can find all his stuff. But Mike Benton, kind enough to stop by. Last one before we let you get going here. You mentioned the Panthers firepower offensively. I was going to ask you, just going into this game here tonight, Panthers and the Seattle Kraken, if you're Seattle looking at the Panthers, what's the first thing that jumps out at you? What's the biggest key from the Seattle perspective?
Well, don't let Matthew Tkachuk run wild. That's first thing that comes to my mind, and he's been a thorn in this team's side ever since the genesis about a year and a half, 2 years ago here, Calgary, now into Florida. I'm looking back here for the Kraken. If they can find a way to establish their game more 5-on-5, especially in this first period, that's going to be big for them. They don't want to get the home fans on the Panthers' side, and they don't want to essentially be chasing this game, especially on the road here. So we've seen a hallmark of this Kraken team. When they are skating, when they are moving, it is like a Category 5 hurricane, if you will, on skates. They're going over and over, zooming into the offensive zone and finding a way to establish their forecheck. When they're at their best, it can be ferocious, and it was a big reason why that they were able to get within the top 5 last season for the NHL on offense and why they were so good as well at scoring goals at 5-on-5. Really, at this point, I see no faults in Joey Decord's game, in Philip Grubauer's game as well. We'll find out soon if one of them are going to be going here for this one tonight. But I look back again at this first period, just like in Carolina, but yet the difference, can the Kraken manage with puck control, get it on their side, and then build their game from there?
He's Mike Benton from the Kraken Audio Network. You can hear him doing pregame, postgame intermissions for all the Kraken radio broadcasts, and you can catch him doing all kinds of other stuff covering the Kraken as well. Mike, before we let you get going, we thank you very much for your time, obviously, but tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Doug. You can find a lot of our podcasts as far as pregame coverage, postgame coverage. We also run a fun drop-in called Overtime, which is expanding more and more from folks across the hockey world to affiliate updates in Coachella Valley. All that on the iHeartRadio app via the Kraken Audio Network. And, of course, our coverage all across daytime programming on 93.3 KJRFM up here in Seattle. So anybody wants to drop in as well, I'm on Twitter or X. I still call it Twitter, at Benton underscore Mike. So just go ahead and drop me a line right there.
Mike Benton, kind enough to stop by. Mike, thank you so much for stopping by, and enjoy the game tonight.
You too, Doug. Thanks, pal.
Thank you very much for stopping by. And folks, we got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. We'll hear from Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg. But Panthers fans, group ticket packages for this season, they're on sale now. Get your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of your Panthers with friends, coworkers, or family. And a Florida Panthers game this season. Get your tickets and your exclusive fan experience today at floridapanthers.com/groups. Don't go anywhere. We've got Ryan Lomberg on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you. It's Panthers Insight on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Listen to WQAM for Cat Talk. A look at the Panthers, sponsored by Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game Day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. The Panthers play here. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.